Now, if you're feeling stressed, sorry about that. The news media may be partly to blame. That's suggested by the results of a poll from NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard School of Public Health. Here's NPR's John Hamilton.
The poll of more than 2,500 Americans found that about 1 in 4 said they had experienced a great deal of stress in the past month. And these stressed-out people said one of the biggest day-to-day contributors to their stress was watching, reading, or listening to the news. That result comes as no surprise to Mary McNaughton Castle. She's a psychologist from the University of Texas at San Antonio.
I've been studying stress and the news media since actually the Oklahoma City bombing.
That was back in 1995. The bomber detonated a rental truck filled with explosives and killed 168 people, including children in a daycare center. McNaughton Castle says the news reports made her feel vulnerable, even though she lived hundreds of miles from Oklahoma City.
I had small kids in daycare, and I was driving to work, and I heard that they might have bombed a children's center and got kind of stressed. And it was the idea that you don't have to know people there, doesn't have to involve you directly, but certain kinds of news can push your own buttons and make you very anxious.
So McNaughton Castle began to take a scientific look at how news coverage affects stress. Since then, she and other researchers have done many studies confirming a link. The biggest effect comes from traumatic events covered in a sensational way. McNaughton Castle says we see a lot of that in the age of 24-hour news channels, plentiful news websites, and social media like Facebook and Twitter.
There is so much more news available and so many different channels that are competing that they're also trying harder to be sensational. So not only do we get more news, but it's more sensational.
McNaughton Castle says another factor is the growing prevalence of disturbing images delivered in something close to real time. She says you can see how the use of these images has changed by looking at war coverage. During the Civil War, media outlets relied on line drawings that could take days or weeks to reach an audience.
It was really Korea and then Vietnam where they started having reporters who were sending pictures back. And by now, of course, we've got the reporter standing there waiting to see where the bomb hits. So it's changed the visual impact a lot.
And of course, bombs aren't limited to war zones. Allison Holman at the University of California, Irvine, was part of a team that studied how more than 4,500 people across the country responded to the Boston Marathon bombing last year. She says the study found something surprising about people who immersed themselves in news and social media in the days following that event.
People who exposed themselves to 6 or more hours of media daily actually reported more acute stress symptoms than did people who were directly exposed, meaning they were at the site of the bombings.
Holman says one reason may be the way many news outlets cover traumatic events.
They take a clip of images and they repeat that same clip over and over and over as they're talking about what happened. So you see these images repeatedly.
Holman says that can produce symptoms like those of post-traumatic stress disorder. But she says both consumers and the news media can take steps to minimize the risk. News outlets can help by warning their audience before presenting something disturbing. And Holman says consumers need to be more conscious of their own media habits, especially after an event like 9/11 or the Boston Marathon bombing.
Just don't overdo it. I'm a firm believer in people being educated and being informed about what's going on in the world around them. I would never want to censor news. I do believe, however, that maybe you can watch an hour, get a feel for what's going on, and then shut it off.
That can be hard to do, though. McNaughton Castle says research suggests our brains have evolved to pay close attention to potential threats. She says that probably made sense when we were dodging predators.
If you saw, someone else get eaten by a lion, you wanted to remember where the lion was and what the situation was like and all the details so you could avoid it.
McNaughton Castle says these days we need to remind ourselves that absorbing every detail about a bombing doesn't help us survive. It just stresses us out. John Hamilton, NPR News.